I have Linda Schuler with me on the phone. She is the organizer of this famous lutefisk toss. Thank you, Linda, for being with me this morning here on KTWH.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. So, first of all, I got to ask, how many years have you personally been involved in this lutefisk toss, Linda?
Since the beginning, this will be our 22nd annual Lutefisk Challenge.
Wow, that is dedication. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how it started and what that was like.
Well, it was seen in Lindstrom, Minnesota. So the Vassal Lodge and Sons of Norway decided, you know, what a better time to try it at our Heritage Days. So it started in 1998, come rain or shine.
Uh-huh. And so the Sons of Norway were a big part of this. Was there an equivalent? Obviously, the Norskis. What about those Svenskis? Were they as intimately involved, or was it like a challenge from the Norwegians?
It was somebody in Sons of Norway that had seen it, and then she also belonged to Vasa the Swedes. So we kind of decided that it would be a good time to try it. What better day to do it than Heritage Day? So.
Right, it's clearly part of the heritage of the area.
Yeah, definitely.
So, speaking as someone who's actually never been to one, I'm a good person to describe it to, so because I'll know the questions to ask. This thing is happening at 4 p.m., rain or shine. And when I think of lutefisk, I think of fish. And now there's a toss involved. So tell us, what exactly does this look like?
Well, we have 6 team members on each team, 6 Swedes and 6 Norwegians, and they have 3 throws, what starts out to be frozen lutefisk.
Okay.
And they throw it into a 5-gallon bucket at about 20 feet, you know, like underhand, and then whichever team gets the most pieces of lutefisk into the bucket wins the traveling trophy for their lodge for the year.
Okay. All right, and you said there's 3 teams of 6 each, so there's 3 different, what is it? Is that like the best of 3, whoever wins 2 of the 3, or who determines?
There's 2 teams, the Swedes and the Norskis, and then they have 3 throws, each player has 3 throws into the bucket.
Okay.
And then whoever gets, and then there's 3 rounds, so whichever team gets the most pieces of lutefisk into the white bucket, they win the traveling trophy for their lodge for the year.
It sounds like a very low-cost way to have a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. We've been, you know, the Swedes and the Norwegians, well, love it, and the visitors love it, so this is why it's our 22nd year.
Yeah, I bet. And now, how far away are these buckets? Is this a true challenge to get a piece in the bucket?
Yeah, it's about 20 feet. You throw it underhand, and the fish starts out to be frozen, but after you've thrown it for about half an hour, so it's not quite so frozen anymore.
Okay, and so anyone is welcome to come and watch, but people don't get to throw their own lutefisk, right? They just get to watch.
No, we have an open toss after our challenge. We have an open toss to the public with a prize. And so everybody can come and sign up early at the table with the orange balloon and come in and join the fun and give it a try themselves.
And then a $10 prize for anyone who gets it in the bucket?
Well, we kind of do it the same way. You know, they get like 2 tries, and then whoever gets the most into the bucket, then they win the cash prize.
Okay, I think I get it. And then tell us a little bit about, does this have historic, I mean, why a toss? And even for listeners, what is lutefisk? Let's just go back to basics.
It's a codfish, and it's soaked in lye. So it's good to eat, I guess.
Wasn't it meant as a way of preserving fish?
Yep, uh-huh. Nope. And then it's served like at holidays and things like that for the Scandinavians to eat it.
And, you know, many people will wrinkle their noses when they talk about lutefisk, but even people who have never even tried it, is it kind of like pickled herring fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say pickled, yeah.
Do you enjoy it yourself?
Potent. No.
Okay.
It's very potent smell. Yeah.
I think that's the main thing people get, is that it's a super strong flavor. And, I mean, you don't think of lye as something that you eat. So maybe those
no.
are the mental hang-ups. But obviously it is edible, and people ate it and probably were sustained by it in Scandinavia for many decades. Is that right?
Many. Yes, very much so, yes.
And is there any historic significance to the toss itself? Like, is that something that fishermen used to do, is toss their cod in the bucket?
No.
Or is it more just random that way?
It's just, like I said, somebody has seen it done in Lindstrom, Minnesota, so then we thought we would try it here in Two Harbors for our Heritage Days. So,
all right.
Something fun that I know that Lindstrom, Minnesota had started, so we took the idea and thought we would try it here.
And is there any voice of protest from the Finnish contingent of our area, who, or maybe the Danish, who'd have no say in the matter?
Yes, we have had a few people with, quite a few years ago, we had somebody down there with the signs about that we were wasting the lutefisk.
Oh.
And then we've had people ask, you know, why don't the Danish or the other nationalities come in and get in on it? But, you know, we've had the Swedes and Norwegians for so many years, I mean, so.
Well, have there actually been any Danish or Finnish people offering to become a team? Because I would think that, I mean, that would be kind of fun, too.
No, there haven't been, but yeah, that would be fun, you know, so why not? The more the merrier.
Right. Wonderful. So if this is an interview that's intriguing a listener, what should he or she do this afternoon? Where do they go, and what do they expect?
We'll be down at the community center parking lot at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So bring your bells and whistles and cheer on your favorite team.
And is it something that is usually very well attended? Like, should you get there a little bit ahead of time if you want to have a good seat?
Yes, I would. I would bring your own chair, and there is some park benches there. But I would get down there early so you can get a good spot in front. So
yeah.
We get a really good attendance down there. So, like I said, the community and the visitors really love it. So, that we've had it this many years. So,
yeah.
For 22 years. We've only missed 2 years, and that was once because of the rain and then because of COVID. So, this would be our 22nd year.
Okay.
Then we've also had the Norskis have won. The Norskis won last year 1-0. So, we have a traveling trophy that it's a wood plaque, and the Swedes have won probably 12 times now, and then the Sons of Norway have won 9 times, and on the plaque it's a wooden fish that the wood shops made for us, and then we have little plaques, or little, what do you call them? A little sticker on there, and it has what year that each team has won and which team won that year. We have one put on every year.
So there's also a long-standing competition, not just year to year, but who's ahead over the many, many years. It sounds like the Norwegians are ahead by a few years.
The Swedes are ahead by 12, and then the Norwegians are around 9.
Oh, okay, so the Swedes are winning.
It's pretty close, yeah. Yeah, so.
All right, now, in the interest of full disclosure, Linda, do you have any Swedish or Norwegian background that would possibly bias you in one direction or another?
I'm 100% Swede.
Okay.
My dad came here from Sweden when he was 18.
Okay.
So I've had a pretty strong Swedish heritage as I grew up, so.
Yeah. What stands out to you about your childhood or your life as a Swede?
Just that my father was from Sweden and my grandparents were from Sweden, and we had a strong upbringing with Sweden. We go to, like, Minnehaha Park and down the cities, and we'd go to Midsummer's Day, you know, every year when I was younger. And we've had Swedish visitors come to our house when I was younger. My aunt and uncle came from Sweden to visit us, so, and I was there in 1973.
Wow, neat. And when your father came over, what did he do for a living?
First came over, he, I'm not really positive. I think he worked on a farm for a while. He worked on a farm for a while when he first got over here until, and a family took him in until he could get used to the country and everything. So
yeah. Yep. And was that up here on the North Shore or elsewhere in Minnesota, or where was that originally?
No, that was down towards the cities.
Okay.
So
my husband and I just watched the movie Sweet Land, which was, you've probably heard of that movie. It's a kind of a neat story that I don't believe it's a true story, but probably has a lot of truth in it about people coming from Scandinavia and marrying women being sent for, and then farms and families being made from that.
You're right. They wanted to come over here for a better life, so my dad came over when he was 18. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have some real reason to commemorate the Lutefisk Toss every year. I'm so glad you stuck with it, Linda, and thank you for coming with us here on the station. Is there anything else to ask you, anything else you want to mention before we sign off?
I just want to say thank you to Splug for commentating the toss every year. They play with, and they commentate the toss, and then they play music, and they have their songs that they play and stuff. So that's really entertaining for everybody. And then to Dick Bohor, that has been making the tags for our plaque for many, many years. And then can't forget the Swedish cheerleaders we have down there, too, Diane and Sheila. They're Swedish cheerleaders, so now the Norskis need to get some cheerleaders.
Sounds like it. Oh, I hope that will be considered a call to a challenge for the Norwegians. Sounds like they need to catch up a little bit.
Yeah, come down and see the Swedish cheerleaders, and hopefully there may be Norwegian cheerleaders this year. So
all right, we'll find out. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Linda.
Okay, well, come down and cheer on your favorite team and let the challenge begin.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
That was Linda Schuler. She is the organizer for the Lutefisk Toss, part of Heritage Days.